went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Madtown, you know you love it. You want it. You crave it. That is, of course, Second Date Update.
That's right. We all crave Second Date Update. We learn so much from this.
Very much so. Yeah. For all the people in the single life, it is a true struggle. And that's why you're here, because we tend to help you out. And this morning, we have Joanna, because, honey, you are on Second Date Update. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you guys?
We're good.
So tell us, who'd you go out with?
Yeah.
His name is Reggie, and we met through, a mutual group of friends.
Okay.
We've, seen each other out over the years, and we've chatted a little bit, but it never really went anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last time that we were all out with our friends and stuff, we were chatting, and I don't know, it just felt different, and we finally decided to go out and have a date together.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So where'd you guys go?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Well, we both really watch, we enjoy watching and binging shows on Netflix. Like, who doesn't, I guess?
Right, yeah.
We're kind of like home buddies. And he wanted to go out for dinner and drinks, but I was just really down to chill and watch Netflix and order in food and stay in.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I really wasn't I wasn't feeling like going out. It was a crazy busy week. So we had, a nice chill evening. We talked a ton.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about staying in too, is sometimes I feel, the conversation can flow more anyway. Mm. So, then when he left, he said he was looking forward to the next time that we can hang out.
So where's the hot and heavy of this date? I mean, I know you guys are hanging out.
Exactly.
Come on, girl.
Seems
where's the
little
juicy details?
Yeah.
Did you get some?
Did you get a kiss?
Did you French kiss?
I mean,
did you get a hickey?
We kissed, but it wasn't anything. It wasn't too much. Mm-hmm. I don't know. For a first time hanging out, I didn't want to, I never want to go too far, too fast.
Okay.
Especially since we have so many mutual friends. I didn't want to make
true.
It weird, but
yeah.
But there was attraction. Yes.
Okay.
There was certainly some kisses.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh.
So what is the hottest part on Reggie's body?
Mm.
Oh, God.
The ladies want to know.
I know that's weird, but his arms.
Ooh, his arms.
I love nice arms.
We like strong arms.
Yeah.
What woman doesn't like to be bench pressed?
Mm.
Or you can lift up my couch, because I just got a new one.
Uh-huh.
Take my couch out to the corner.
Yep.
It'll be good.
Uh-huh.
All right, love. So kind of how did this date end? Did you give each other a hug and then you're like, hey, we'll talk again?
Like I said, he said he was down. He couldn't wait to hang out again.
Oh, okay.
We had a little kiss.
Okay.
It seemed great.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. How long has it been then since last time you spoke?
It's been a couple weeks. We've texted here and there, but I'm just curious. I don't know. I'm ready to hang out again, so I'm a little curious as to what's going on.
Sure.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah,
all right, girl.
Weeks.
So we are going to play a song when we get back. We will call Mr. Reggie and see why it's been a few weeks since the last time he's gotten back with you, because it sounds like you had a really nice chill time.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can rekindle this, especially with the holidays.
But that's right.
All right, girl.
Yeah.
All right. It's happening next. Second Date Update between Joanna and Reggie with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jam. Second Date Update. We are in the midst with our girl Joanna, who went out with Reggie. Now, you always love when you are amongst friends and then you meet someone, or maybe your friend introduces. That's the best way to go.
I think that's how
this relationship kindled.
Yeah, that's how it happened. I mean, they met through mutual friends. They had seen each other over the years, but never really went anywhere. And then all of a sudden one night, it did. They decided to hang out. He wanted to go out, but she wanted to binge watch Netflix, because that's what they have in common. Order some food, just make it really chill. She said they had a good time. There was some kisses. And then he said he would look forward to hanging out with her next time, but
she hasn't
heard from him.
That is right.
It's 2 weeks.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks.
Ooh.
We are dying to know why this man's not getting back to you. I mean, I'm sure he wants to take you out on the town. Let's be honest. Are you ready, Joanna?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, honey, here we go.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Is this Reggie?
Hi.
Is it?
Who is this?
Yeah.
First off, I just want to say you have a very nice deep voice.
Yeah, it kind of took me by surprise.
There. I know you're turned on.
I was like,
calm down. hi, Reggie. This is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Did I win something?
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. How about like 3 weeks back at it with a girl named Joanna? Do you remember meeting this beautiful young lady between, some mutual friends, and you guys decided to just relax and chill and watch Netflix at her house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she misses you.
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm. And it's the holidays, Reggie.
Where'd you go?
What?
All right, man. Listen, Tracy and I are trying to get some tea to spill.
That's right.
To Miss Joanna, because she misses you.
She does.
And she's wondered where you've been.
Yep.
And so we're trying to figure out why you're not getting back to her.
Right.
Come on, man. You can give us a little bit.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, on the radio.
Okay. You are right. You are very
on the
good.
Radio.
Very good.
Listen, you are helping out Madtown and surrounding areas, Reggie.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So give us
he's
the
D. Killing me.
I know, he's so funny.
He's so unenthused.
He's like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So right, give us girls. The deets. It's like been 2 weeks.
Okay. I had a great time. With Joanna, we hung out and watched Netflix and hung on our couch.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I don't really feel like it's going to be a more than a friendship. It just feels like, just for me, I mean, I'm the laid back one usually. Mm-hmm. And
I can tell.
Yeah, we can tell.
Like mm-hmm. She's also that way, which would make us good friends, but she just seemed kind of lazy. Like she just sat on the couch the whole time. I mean, I wanted to go out to dinner. We'd been talking about going out for a while before this, or our friends had hinted at it. Mm-hmm. And so it's fine that we were just going to hang out, but it was more than just the laziness of staying in. It was like she didn't really care to. She was like wearing sweatpants. And
I was just going to ask, what was she wearing? Because when I think of lazy, it means you didn't try a damn thing to get ready.
I mean, it was our first date, and she just kind of hung on the couch. She didn't make an effort to do anything special. It was like she was just.
Was her hair in a high scrunchie? Reggie, was her hair like in a high ponytail scrunchie?
I didn't see a scrunchie, but her hair was up. It was like.
That's when we really don't care.
I know. That's true.
Wearing glasses.
Yep. That, when you pull the glasses out. Seriously, it's so true.
Okay. So you just weren't turned on at all. There's nothing sexy about this date.
It didn't feel like a real date.
Mm-mm.
Well, no, it was actually, you're right. It was extremely unsexy. At one point, she fell asleep. I'm sitting there. I could watch Netflix alone on my own couch.
Yeah, you can't fall asleep when you watch Netflix, though.
Listen, I've had a guy fall asleep on me before, and it wasn't doing that. It was doing something else. It was the worst. You will never forget it.
Whoops.
You will never forget it.
Whoops.
That's called, could you drink too much?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Reggie, I clearly can see the sign here, and Joanna actually has been on the phone the whole time because you are on Second Date Update. Miss Joanna. You had to give us something, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Did you just not care? Because that's what it sounds like.
Right.
No, you guys, no, not at all. First of all, I'm not trying to make excuses. I just had a grueling week at work, so I was exhausted. That's why I didn't want to go out. No. And I guess I just, wore sweats and was myself, at home because we knew each other and we were already familiar with one another. I understand where you're coming from. I do. And I'm sorry. I would love to go out, out sometime. I was just, I don't know. I was just in a comfortable space, and I'm sorry I fell asleep. I'm sorry. I was just so tired.
Well, it happens. Come on.
It does, but not on a first date.
Mm.
I know.
She could have canceled. Listen, Reggie, she cared so much. I mean, obviously, this girl was super tired, and a lot of people just bail out. They'll make up a lie. Oh, I fell.
That's true.
Oh, I'm sick.
Yeah. But she was trying to make it work. Yeah.
I didn't flake.
She was telling the truth.
I kind of get that. I don't really see that, though, because there was the effort to say, I wanted to make it work and not bail. She kept asking me to go get stuff for her. She didn't want to leave the couch.
Really? Will you go to my fridge?
Kind of things to come.
All right. That's right.
I'm not necessarily a guy that likes to always be out partying or super social, but it just felt like a sign of things to come. Like this is gonna, this is gonna be what it's like. Like yes, we're comfortable. We know each other, but I didn't come over to. Get you stuff from your kitchen and then you fall asleep.
On,
it's like, it didn't feel like there was any importance on the date. It's like, if this is you comfortable, that's great. Like, we could be friends, but I didn't really feel any kind of passion or...
Well, you know, like, a lot of women love a man to dote on them 24-7. Yeah.
Right.
If that's Joanna's, you know, jam, I mean, girl, you go with it.
Yeah.
But obviously, this is not Reggie. So we have to ask, and I pretty much think that we are not going to win this one.
I don't know.
Would you like to go on a second date, Reggie? Like, maybe outside of the house?
Right.
Maybe down to Walgreens on the end of the block.
Maybe.
That's fun.
That is.
I mean, I... I mean, I would hang out. But at this point, I feel like it feels more like a friendship to me. I've thought about it. It's not like I haven't thought about this. It just doesn't seem like a fit for me.
Yeah. That's right. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, Joanna, I'm sorry, honey. We couldn't get you the second round with him.
Yeah.
Oh, all good. Back on the prowl.
Oh, yes, girl.
Pounce, girl. Pounce.
Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.